Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Chukas, that is Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yadalid. And the previous Aliyah we learned that Miriam had died, the well dried up, and Moshe Rabbeinu had struck the rock in order to restart its flow of water. And now Klal Yisrael is starting on their way into Eretz Yisrael. Vayishlach Moshe Melech Mikadesh HaMelech Edom, and Moshe sent messengers from Kadesh, that's where they were encamped, to the king of Edom, and he said as follows, so says your brother Yisrael, you know all the troubles that have encountered us. And our forefathers went down to Mitzrayim, and they stayed in Mitzrayim for many years. And Mitzrayim did bad for us and to our forefathers. And we cried out to Hashem, and he heard our voice. And he sent a messenger, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your border. Borders. Let us go through your land. We're not going to go through a field or vineyard. We're not going to drink well water. We're going to go the way of the king, meaning we're going to go on the regular road. We are not going to turn to the right or left until we pass through all of your borders. So Moshe Rabbeinu sent a messenger to the king of Edom asking him if Klal Yisrael could pass through the land of Edom on their way to Eretz Yisrael. And let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yadalad, Achichi Yisrael. Rashi says, why in the world is Moshe Rabbeinu mentioning brotherhood over here? Ela Amar Loi, he was telling the king of Edom, Achem Anachnu, we're brothers, B'nei Avram, the sons of Avram. Shenamar Loi was told to Avram Avinu, Ki Ger Yezaracha, your offspring, they're going to end up being sojourners in a land which is not theirs. V'ashenenu Hayo Eisach Chev Lepare, and both of us should have really paid that debt. We were the only ones that did that. We went to Mitzrayim, and you, Edom, who are descendants of Esav, you did not do that. Ati Adata Iskal Tala, you know all the troubles we went through. Lefikach Perish Avichem El Avinu, that's why your forefather, Esav, ended up separating from our forefather. Father Yaakov. It says in the pasuk, "Vayelchel Eretz mipnei Yaakov Achiv mipnei Ashtar Chayv Shemuta Aleim." Because the Ashtar Chayv, because of this document that they had to pay, they had to live in a land that wasn't theirs. Vitilei Yaakov, Esav just decided to put it on Yaakov. He had the responsibility to pay it up, and Esav did nothing. So listen here, King of Edom, you have to let us through your land. And we continue explaining. Vayareu lanu savalnu tzaris rabbis. We had to deal with many tzaris. Vavisenu mikan. From here, we learn Sha'avis mitzdarim bekevrik shpronas ba al Yisrael. The Avis Hakadoshim Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. They have a certain element of pain that they go through when we go through troubles. By Shema Kaleinu, we heard our voice. By Bracha Shebarchanu Avinu, the Bracha that our forefather gave us. Hakol Kol Yaakov, Sha'anu Tzayikim Nenim, we have this Bracha that we cry out to Hashem and Hashem answers us. Malach Zem Moshe, this is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Malach, he's the messenger. Mikancha, Nevim Kurim Malachim, over here we learn that Nevim are actually called Malachim, Va'aymer Vayhu Mal'ivim Malach Elikim. And he had asked him, please let us go through your land. Nabar Nabar Tzecha, Ein Lecha La'ayor Al Yerusha Shel Eretz Yisrael. You are not allowed to object to the Yerusha that we're going to be getting Eretz Yisrael. Kashem Shloi Parat Achiv. The same way you didn't pay up the debt, you didn't go into slavery for many years, so too, you're not allowed to say that Eretz Yisrael is not ours. Say Lanu Ezer Ma'at Lafer Derech Hatzecha. Help us out a little bit. Let us go through your land. It's going to be much easier that way. V'loi Nishtamei Be'er. We're not going to drink well water. Ask Rashi. May Ba'iris Hatzecha Lamer. He should have said, we're not going to drink water from many wells. Why did he say, we're not going to drink water from one well? That's a little bit strange. El Kachamer Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him. Even though we have mun to eat, we have the be'er which is providing us with water. We are not going to drink from it. We're going to purchase water and food from you to benefit you. We learn from here that someone who's a guest, even though he has what to eat, he should still purchase from the storekeeper, meaning he should still purchase from his host, in order to benefit his host. We're going to muzzle our animals, and they're not going to turn this way or that way to eat. We're going to make sure that we behave ourselves. We're going to go through the regular path. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayomer Elav Edom, and Edom told him, Loi Savar Bi, do not pass through me, Pen Bacherv Eitzel Krasecha, lest I go out to greet you by sword. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches over here, Pen Bacherv Eitzel Krasecha, Atem Mizgoyim Bakol Sherishchem Avichem, you are being very proud because of this coil, this voice that you inherited from your forefathers, Vamartem, and you had told us, Vanitzek Al Hashem Vayishma Kalenu, we cried at Hashem and Hashem heard our voice, Vani Eitzel Alechem B'masher Hashani Avi, and I'm going to go out to you with that which my forefathers gave to me, you're going to live by your sword, so you better not come, or else we're going to greet you by the sword. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, by Yemruel of Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael said to him, we're going to go through the main path, through the main highways, and if I or my flocks drink your water, I'm going to pay for it. Rak ein davar, beraglai avara, it's nothing at all, let me go through with my feet. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes says, rak ein davar, ein shum davar mazikcha, nothing's going to damage you. As we say, it's nothing at at all. There's no big deal over here. Let me go through. But back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, Vayomer, and he said, Lo Yisavar, you shall not pass. Vayetze Edom Lekrasai, and Edom went out to greet him, Ba'am Kaved Uviyad Chazaka, with a large nation and a strong hand, meaning they went out with their swords and they went out to fight them. Vayomayin Edom Nusanis Yisrael Avar Begvuloi, and Edom prevented Yisrael from going through their borders, Vayet Yisrael Me'olav, and Yisrael turned from him and had to go a different way. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Chukas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.